You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. With your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV.
Hey, you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the Transformers Internet radio show. I'm your host and friend, Brian Kilby. With us this week, hey, this is the live show, so hopefully you're listening to this live right now instead of, you know, in MP3 in like 2013. Like, what the heck is this thing? But I'm Brian Kilby, like I said. With me, I have JD, Ender, Rob, and Bweebum. Bweebum's here. And our old pal and friend, Ironhide 1975, back from the dead.
Yeah.
How's it going, guys?
Back from the dead.
Zombie on your lawn. There's a zombie on your lawn.
I could go for
shit,
zombie
seriously?
Right now. Oh, God.
Holy crap.
I don't have a lawn, so the joke's on the zombie.
Does anybody know where that's from?
Not
Plants
currently.
Plants versus Zombies?
Nah.
Go play Plants vs. Zombies. You'll never get anything done again.
No. Not playing Plants vs. Zombies. Not playing Plants vs. anything.
So, Anthony, are you here this week to mock me in person for my inability to host?
No, actually, I thought you did a pretty good job, Ender.
No, you were awesome, Ender.
You were a good... Oh, God, if I was witty enough, I'd be able to come with a witty comeback here. But I was going down the Kathy Lee route, but then I didn't want to compare Brian to Kathy Lee. So,
Wow.
You're going to compare me with Kathy Lee?
I'm going to say it, that it wasn't half as much of a train wreck as you said.
No, absolutely not. There's no wrecking of any trains. Unless the train wreck was awesome.
In fact, Ender, I think we should just give you your own show. We should just give you as your own show.
You
ranting for an hour.
You know what the funny thing is, though?
I know when something sucks.
I always make this joke that Ender's always up and up, and he's going to eventually become the face of TFormers.com. His face.
He's working on it.
Instead of the TFormers, you know, .com logo, it's just going to be Ender's face.
Welcome to Ender.com. We're all
Give
Transformers and...
It'd be like Ender's house.
Ender's house of Transformers.
Exactly.
I always wanted black.
Ender's Bender.
Step on that little kid. Just, gah! And Tyrese, too. Step on Tyrese.
Yeah, Tyrese, step on.
Never listens to me.
Yeah. I keep sending him emails. I keep driving by his house, but he just keeps sending the police. I don't get it.
You see his little video of breaking up the band, and it's like, did you even work one scene with Megan Fox? did he even know her name other than, oh, that's that girl's in that movie with me. I saw her on the magazine.
Maybe Michael Bay had him help wash the car.
Probably had Tyrese washing a car.
Yeah.
Put some tight on, Tyrese. Damn, all I own is tight.
Michael Bay's like, I need any minorities and any women who are going to be in the movie to come and do menial chores at my house for their audition.
Yeah, because we know Michael Bay has like so much respect for minorities and women in his movies, as you know, it's completely evident with Transformers.
Oh, obviously. So now that we've just bashed Michael Bay for the bigoted, you know, racist,
the obligatory
right
bashing.
Off my list.
Yeah, scratch. Let's go ahead and get into the show. Like I said, this is the live show. Here's a little secret: we try to do it live every week. We have go to. Yeah, I know it's a secret, but you can go to tfradio.net/live around 8 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday, and typically we record the show live in front of a chat room. It's like a little club. We talk, and you know, people respond. It's kind of like real time feedback. It's kind of cool. So,
Brian, what's
like
that website again?
tfradio.net/live.
It's like an actual conversation.
Yes, it's like a real conversation.
Almost.
It's like BotCon, but you're the only one to blame for the smell.
It's like a real conversation. It's like a real conversation with a 6-second latency, so it's like we're on the moon. So it's pretty cool.
I always feel like that at BotCon.
hey, BotCon. Rob and I are riding together. So
NWO!
Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet. Kristen has made us swear that we're not going to fart at the same time.
We're going to try.
Yeah, no guarantees, Kristen.
See how long that lasts.
Yeah.
Going down the highway, going 64.
Where are we at, Macon? We're only an hour away from house. I'm sorry.
So, I was thinking, you know, I don't want to drive because I drive. I'm driving because I have crap to take, and it would take about as much time to drive the thing as it would to fly it. So I'm like, I don't want to drive all the way by myself. How much time would going down to the ATL, how long would that add? About 3 hours. So,
nice.
Yeah, I would rather go down to Atlanta and, you know, get with Rob and Kristen. And after, I'll be able to go see Hooper X, Wendy, and their new kid, Felton. So I'm looking forward to that. Sorry, I'm taking a drink.
So, Brian, yes. For those
sharing some cheer wine.
No.
No?
Pepsi
Who
throwback.
Are we advertising this week?
Pepsi Throwback.
Oh, throwback.
Ooh, sugary.
Yeah, I know. I only have like 3 cans left. I'm disappointed. If Pepsi wants to send me some cans, that would be, you know, fantastic.
Do they still sell those?
You know, there are gas stations around here that still have it, and they charge like $6 a 12-pack, so they can keep it. Yeah.
That's an atrocity.
It is an atrocity. I'm going to call my congressman.
You should just steal 1 can each time you go there, and then eventually you have all 6.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So, was Ender saying something? Did I miss?
No.
Okay.
Oh, it was me. I was just going to say, for those who are not regular listeners to Radio Free Cybertron, where are you located, and then how long is it going to take you to get to BotCon estimated time?
Oh, I am in North Carolina, northern North Carolina, which is like the butt crack of the Bible Belt. It would take
next
about
to the mole.
Next to the mole, next to the tramp stamp. It would take me about 10 hours to drive it. Driving down to Atlanta, and that will take about 12-13 hours tops. So not that bad.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll have a vehicle there, and everything will be pretty sweet.
Yeah. What are our accommodations? In terms of the table, what are we getting?
I don't know. Jack told us that we're going to get a table, so we'll be broadcasting. If not live, we'll be recording from the floor. If we can somehow have internet, we'll actually stream live, which would be pretty sweet to actually do that. But I was looking at the options, and internet wasn't one of them. Get your act together. We need internet.
How do you not have internet?
They have phone.
I bet the hotel could arrange something. I bet they just haven't.
We will see. Yeah. We will see. But, hey, yeah.
We can remember when it was cash only, so.
Yeah.
And nobody carries cash anymore.
Yeah, I don't. So I'm carrying, what I am carrying is I'll have a lot of hardware with me. I'll have a mixer, some microphones. I have a portable mic. I actually wanted to do a wireless mic where we could, you know, talk while someone's roaming the floor, and I thought that's stupid. I'm not doing that. I don't want to sink the money.
You don't need a wireless mic for stuff while, like, live on the air and be like, man, you're cheap. What booth is this? Nobody's stop here.
You don't need a wireless mic. Just get one with a really long wire and just watch people trip over.
Oh, yeah. I can totally get an extender for that.
Can't you use cell phones or modems now? Or
yes, you can tether. Now? We can tether, but I mean... let's see.
I don't think you can push real-time audio though.
Yeah. Well, you know, 3G, really,
you can do Skype over like 3G. So I mean, that's what we'll be pushing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My Windows Mobile can. My Android can, but I didn't know. I don't know if you can push like, you know, 3 or 4 people doing this thing.
No. If we're just, I mean, it'll be through one board. So I mean, it'll be one signal. It'll be like one person.
Oh, okay.
It'd be cool till you stop and remember. We're in a hotel with a cell phone reception.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
We'll see.
I guess we can compare signals when we get down there.
Yeah, not a big deal. Okay. Yeah.
I got 2 bars.
Let's discuss all our tech stuff on the air right now. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Make it feel like
clear
a
that out. You know.
Excellent podcasting.
Yes, excellent, yes. Excellent podcasting. Excellent podcaster. So, in the news this week, Club Magazine 33 has War for Cybertron Soundwave. And Generations Red Alert Photos. And yes. They also correctly transformed War for Cybertron Megatron. Sweet.
Nice.
I haven't gotten my issue yet, so I've not seen that.
I haven't yet, but I didn't feel guilty about looking at scans, seeing that it's coming any day now.
Yeah. It's like how I can download Amazing Spider-Man and Captain America and CBR because I have a subscription to those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I paid for this, okay? I just didn't pay $20 to get it 2 weeks earlier. Yeah. Well, 2 days earlier. Let's be real.
Let's see here. So, what did you think, Rob?
You know, I'm a sucker for Soundwave, and he looks great. But something about War for Cybertron looks kind of like a turtle to me. Am I the only one who gets that? I guess so.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes.
And there's an excellent article on Takara, Takara's 2010 line by some dude named Jim Sorensen.
So, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
According to some dude named Jim Sorensen in the chat, who I don't know who that is.
Who? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, me neither. So,
never heard of him.
Let's see here. Takara's universe. Oh, yeah. We got pictures of Takara's universe equivalent, Unicron. It looks pretty sweet, I have to say. I like the look of it, but I don't know that I want to sink $140 into it.
You know, if it was 2003,
yeah.
If it was 2003, we'd all be in line.
Yeah.
But now it's like, we've got like three of them.
Yeah.
I have Unicron.
The one I have is close enough.
Once upon a time, Unicron was like the dream of many fans, and now it's like, you know, in Europe they had a Happy Meal Unicron.
The irony is, yeah. I mean, how long did we go like Unicron? Oh man, we shouldn't make a toy Unicron. Someone make that Battle Plants toy a Unicron. I want Unicron. Turn Retrex into Unicron. Unicron.
So what's going to be? Everyone wanted Unicron. We never got Unicron. Everyone wanted like RC. We finally got a quote unquote real RC with animated. What's next? Botanica? Are people clamoring for Botanica? I want one.
Let's start that.
Yeah, let's
start clamoring.
Yeah, you know, Hooper X.
I was uber excited when they had that. I think it was Derek Wyatt put up a teaser for Botanica in animated that wasn't used.
Yeah,
I was all for that.
It's not that it wasn't used. He was lying to us.
Yeah,
I would have liked to see
an
actual Alpha Trion toy that's actually well done in terms that it looks like, you know, G1 Alpha Trion.
Oh, get over it. We can't even get a decent Ironhide.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, we clamored forever for Big Daddy, and we got a Big Daddy. Aaron Archer's like, shut up, here's your Big Daddy. So, you know, we need to start whining for something else, and Botanica's up there.
Ruin.
What? One ender?
Rack and Ruin's a good
Rack
one.
And Ruin.
Oh, yeah. You know, I would take...
Well, we got a Straxxus in the form of Dark Mount.
That
maybe
is
we're
true.
Heading there.
We do have a Straxxus. Big Red.
I could use some kind of classics Overlord now, because I really don't want to pay for an old one.
It's
Scrounge,
Overlord.
Good one.
Yes, yeah, Scrounge. Overlord's... Yeah, classics Overlord would be very cool. Or if the car would just
with, like real with real sharp blades and like a blowtorch.
And you know what he really needs? A very upbeat and perky French jingle to go along with the commercial.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Zero? Omega Supreme?
Yeah. Oh, Omega Supreme, you mean?
Yes, Spreams. Omega Supreme.
Supreme. Yeah, I would take you know, like a transforming. They could take what the Energon.
Like a decent Wheeljack.
We got a decent.
That's
Wheeljack.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we got a decent Wheeljack. But what about Jaxus? We didn't get a real.
Jaxus.
Let's see. We got what two toys repainted as Jaxus.
Yeah, that's all we've gotten, which is not the same.
Yeah,
two toys. Did I miss one?
Let's see. We got the Robots in the Skies, late Robots in the Skies.
DEFCON.
God.
And got the what was it? The Jetstorm repainted as Jaxus, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I got the Jaxus, not Jaxus, but there's another one.
Didn't they repaint the Megatron, the tank Megatron, the whatever it's called from G2?
Oh, that's Bludgeon, though.
Bludgeon. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was Bludgeon.
Okay, so we only got one Jaxus.
Now,
so
fun
Jaxus.
Trivia. We almost got Jaxus as a BotCon exclusive in 03 or 04.
Yeah.
Or OTFCC. And that would have been awesome because it was going to be a GoBots mold.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The what's his, the plane dude? There was Glenn wanted to turn him into a Jaxus, and Dan was like, dude, that's terrible.
An actual GoBot, not the G2 GoBots?
No, yeah, the Play School GoBots.
Play school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Play school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Mirage, the Go-Go-Go-Bots.
Yeah, Go-Go-Go-Bots.
Yes. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, I want a DEFCON, too.
DEFCON would be great.
Yeah, DEFCON would be awesome.
I want them to do that RID Prime as Hotspot.
Or Big Red.
I always wanted that one.
Mm. Or, yeah, Hotspot. Yeah, they were working on that, what, No. 3 or
right.
2 for that?
Yeah, and they didn't do it.
And it looked pretty good. I mean, I have to say.
It looked great.
Yeah.
I think it'd easily be a classics mold of him. It just really worked for him, I thought.
Well, we got the Titaniums one. I think that's pretty much all we're going to get on that one.
Yeah.
See, that was pointless. I didn't like. See, I liked the little one as Hotspot, and then you could have the bigger version be Defensor. That was like the whole point.
Yeah.
Having the one that's just like that just turns into the larger version in the crappy Titanium, like that was just like, why bother?
You know what I really want? I really want an Easter Basket Guard City. I would take that.
Yes.
Walgreens, get on it.
Let's go to Walgreens and Big Lots right now.
Yeah. Actually, I would. Actually, we kind of got Guard City because the hotspot, the red hotspot, which is cool. I want to battle Gaia. I don't know any. Actually, I say I don't know anyone that has a battle Gaia. Then you know, Jim will say, "Hey, I've got one," or someone else will say, "Hey, I've
yeah."
And Cypher will be like, "Yeah, I got one."
What's the difference between battle Gaia and the other Bruticus molds? I keep getting it confused with the other ones.
I don't know if there are any mold differences. But it's a different color. There may be mold differences.
I think that's what I meant. Is he funky colored? Is he like Urinator Supreme, like the red, the car robots one?
What did we call it? What did people call that again?
Urination.
Wasn't there a play on the Baldigus though? Wasn't there like a Pissigus? What was it? Was it Urination?
Urination, okay. Balls de Gus, I think.
Balls de Gus.
And then that crappy Walmart. Well, not the Arctic one because it was pretty good. The crappy Walmart
the
jungle
desert,
one.
The desert one.
Yeah, we're calling them a cold cut Ruination.
God.
Because he's just like one big shade of salmon, basically.
Yeah, I gave that toy to the nonprofit that I ended up working for.
They gave it right back.
No, I was hoping they would give it to one of the kids at the children's home.
No, thanks.
They sold it.
Okay.
Okay, we've just gone off course again.
Somebody said Autobot Spike.
Hey,
dude, that would be awesome. You could kit bash that one really easy.
That would be a good
chat
action.
Chat room TF's really. Historian.
That's a very good one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Fought up by Lololo.
LOL.
Megan Fox's replacement to be Rosie Huntington Whiteley. Is that true? Or is that the rumor?
Not feeling that one. Several inside sources from several different places have said that she's replacing her, but not until. Hey, I mean, it's obvious, you know.
I'm Google image searching.
I have an idea. Let's get some black comedian to come in the movie too and play second part, just like they did Superman 3. It'll be great, guys.
Superman, you know, the only good thing about Superman 3...
I kind of like that idea.
The only thing good is the trailer, since you don't have to watch the movie. You can sit down and watch the trailer.
It's one of those.
It tells the whole movie. Yeah, she's pretty hot. I just did a Google image search, not because, you know, there's this, like... I don't care about the right. Wikipedia article. Just care what she looks like. And
she looks like a blow-up doll. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't really find her to be attractive at all.
No, she... there's a couple shots here. She does have kind of... You know, what am I saying? I'm a big fat dude. Who am I to complain?
I feel like I'm going to buy her off the shelf at a Spencer's. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Our very own scale face, I think, it kind of covered this as far as I'm concerned on the forums. And he just said, how much does it really matter which, you know, no talent actress says the, you know, badly written lines and the badly directed bad movie that's going to come out? Does it really matter which one does it?
No. Not really. I mean, she's at least as qualified as Megan Fox, so...
Meaning
well,
not at all.
Same to me.
Yeah. Dude, we're as qualified as Megan Fox.
She's equally qualified to run a baseball team or be president.
Yes.
Right. All right, you're trying out for the role. Scream Sam. Well, hey, I think we got one, guys.
and then lift
how many
up
times?
Show her midriff a little bit. And
Scream
goes,
Sam
yeah.
and put on a coat of wax in my car.
You know, why don't they... At this point, why do we...
But I'm serious. Like, this mouth gape thing is really scary.
If she looked good enough, they'd dub her.
At this point, why not just go CG? They could totally go CG. That would be perfect.
Guys.
Get a better performance.
No.
Just get Betty White in there. It's Megan Fox's grandma. I'll be your new girlfriend, Sam. Okay, we gotta run from robots now. Sam!
Oh, God.
give her a Snickers bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
Hey, Betty White Transformers.
Snickers bar.
Betty White Transformers 3 would actually improve the movie, in my opinion. So,
you're right. Yeah. She has some really kick-ass one-liners.
Yeah, she would actually have some. She would actually have some good comedy, be able to deliver the comedy appropriately. So yeah. I'd be down for that.
I don't care who it is, as long as it's a capable actor.
Yeah.
And then again, what am I talking? Read this card. And
oh, Robot. I thought you meant play Sam off as gay, and I'm like, that would be kind of cool and different. But you know.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, gay hero.
Hey,
great.
Anthony, you know.
I would so love that Transformers 3 if Sam came back and said, by the way, I think I'm gay. Oh my god, it's the best movie ever. Shia, oh, I love you, Shia.
Let's see, BWTF.com, which is Ben Yee's site, has photos of the new movie Legends Recolor set. And okay. I have not seen them yet, so I'm going to look at them right now.
Look at those. Yep. They are definitely Legend Recolors in a box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Desert Decimation, as in we're decimating this mold.
I don't think I've really dug the Legends line since they did the Classics Legends, which are awesome. But
yeah. Wow, that is just not an interest. Plus, it's going to be a Target exclusive or something.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I love Legends, but some of them I just could care less for, and that's one of them.
That's one of them. Yep. Let's see here. Stan Bush was announced as a BotCon 2010 guest, but he's not joining the Hall of Fame.
Thank I'm God. Shocked.
Yeah, I kind of felt sad when I guess Bleebum whoever posted it to the T-Formers Facebook page. I wanted to click like, you know, Stan Bush not joining the Hall of Fame, and I felt bad clicking the like button, but I wanted to so bad.
The consistency of the dislike continues wanting one of those buttons.
Yeah. I would like him to get inducted because he's going to be the only one up there that's going to be like, thank you, God. You guys have no clue what this means to me.
He
would be grateful.
We spoke with him.
I want an ambivalence button. Why can't I have an ambivalence button?
Because they don't want you to.
Right.
Like I am.
They want you to share your information with the world.
Yes. By the way, join our Facebook fan page. We don't steal your information.
Or at least we try not.
You know, so, after the contest, it's like all this Facebook crap happened. I'm like, ah, oh, crap. We're in blah, blah. And, you know, I actually almost deleted my Facebook page, but I'm like, you know, I run too many of these fan pages. I kind of can't.
Oh, you came back?
Yeah. I didn't. I came back. I didn't delete it. I'm making myself super public.
So you're pulling a Leo Laporte before
he quit.
He quit totally. Before he quit a little bit, and then he came back, and now he quit totally.
No, I'm not. I'm doing kind of like what Robert Scoble is doing, living in total public.
Yeah, that's you are a public figure, my friend.
I am now a public figure. As of right now, Bleebum has dubbed it or decreed it.
Well, so.
Bleebum is the arbiter of such things.
He is the arbiter of such things.
Our history has just been changed, guys. Michael McDonald shaved his beard, now has a goatee.
Oh, wow.
I just flipped over to American Idol, and there he is. Oh, Michael McDonald! And he's like, just goateed and no beard. I'm turning a bastard right in my childhood.
What you need to do, Brian, is on your Facebook profile, you need to post. I think I'm going to delete my Facebook profile and see if that post gets deleted.
No, I heard about that. I don't think I'm have enough friends on Facebook, quote unquote friends. There's that girl from high school that I don't remember from high school who has 1,400 friends. But you know, I have
more than one. You have to have more than one of those. You're like, you look familiar. Your name sounds familiar, but I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, that's where I go. Yeah, I never really paid much attention to girls in high school.
I wonder why.
I can't imagine.
You know, I didn't either, but it was for entirely different reasons. Let's see here.
Yeah.
HTS says Power Core.
Never
combiners.
Mind. I won't go where I was.
I was too busy with toys and comic books. I mean, that's
same here.
So HTS has Power Core combiners and Generations First.
This is not a shared experience.
Yes. No. For pre-order, you married your high school sweetheart.
Stop stealing each other's memories.
You married your high school sweetheart, didn't you?
Andy.
Or you were friends in high school.
We never dated in high school.
High school sweetheart, we mean that cardboard cutout of Kelly Kapowski.
I was nearly. She was definitely out of my league.
That's awesome.
Early.
That's awesome.
Nice. Well, cool. That's why you do that, sir.
The nerd won the day.
So HTS has Power Core Combiners Generations First waves up for pre-order. They're not expected to ship until August, however. So,
Hey, Finback, I know you're listening. Send me some because I know they're out over there.
And, well, you know that Walmart or Target or somebody's going to break it. I'm going to break that embargo. Some guy.
And then not let you buy it.
Yeah. Or you know, you could somehow sneak it through somewhere, one way or another.
Yeah, Walmart's gotten really bad about not letting you buy crap when they have
it. Like, it's on the shelf, but we're not selling it to you.
Yeah,
and then they don't understand why you're mad, and you're like, why are you taking this from me? It's recalled! No, it's not, you tard!
We're just going to take this and put it back on the peg.
That's some other sad child.
That is commerce, like, slapping people's money out of their hands when they try and exchange it for product.
Stop trying to buy stuff.
I understand. You can't sell it yet. Someone made a mistake. Okay, go put it in the back. No, these idiots put it right back on the shelf because they just throw it back in the go-back buggy. So it's a whole cycle of, look, I'm really starting to get pissed off, old lady.
And it goes in the go-back buggy, then it gets damaged.
Yes. Here's the secret guys, you should get a toy that's not supposed to be out yet. Pull the price tag off of the current line. Make sure it's the same price thing so you're not stealing. Like, if it's a deluxe, grab a deluxe, Ridge Avenger, the falling tag. Then go to self-checkout, scan that, and throw your toy in the damn bag. They won't care.
Yeah, I don't have a self-checkout at my Walmart, though.
If you got a self-checkout. I totally just showed everyone how to do something illegal.
Yeah, you know, while you're talking, I'm sitting playing with my M&M Transformers bank, and it's just a bank, and I don't know why I'm playing with it, but
I'm putting pennies in my robots.
Well, it's a robot M&M, but it's got fleshy colored legs. It's kind of some sort of strange Japanese SD amalgamation thing. I don't know. I'm going to put it down now so I can pay attention to the podcast.
M&M's.
Hey, did I hear JD laugh? Are you there, JD?
Yeah, I've been. What?
You're here this week?
I know. It's like a miracle, if I believe in those. I've been in hell, like, for 2 months, so, you know.
Why have you been in hell?
My wife and I had this crazy idea back in February to buy a house, and so we put a contract on one in March, and sort of went through a prolonged anal raping, and have now just today found out that we are definitely not getting the house.
That really sucks.
Terrible. So I've been in and out of the show because I've been trying to do stuff with that. So it's been fantastic.
Were you in a bidding war or something?
No, I wish. No, we just had problems with the home and problems with the seller. And
you said the storm caused an issue too, didn't you?
The storm was the denouement, was the killing blow, coup de grace, if you will. Basically, we had a huge hailstorm came through and decimated the roof and the windows for the home, and the seller had already ended his insurance because he thought that we were closing. So he had no way to pay for the repairs. Yeah, exactly. So,
well, that's a good thing then, because otherwise you would have gotten a crappy house with a lot of stuff that you would have to repair, so that's probably a good thing, my friend.
It was an absolutely beautiful house. The only problems were the broken windows from the storm and the damaged roof. Otherwise, it had everything internally new. New garage doors, new floors,
new podcast
carpet.
Studio.
So it was a beautiful house, so... Anyway, what are you going to
do? Hey, it's a buyer's market. I guarantee you there's another beautiful house out there just waiting for you to call it home.
Yeah, so that's what we're looking for, something new. But anyway, that's where I've been.
If you say one more positive thing, Anthony, he's just going to like...
I know, I'm like through the cheer up, man!
Always look on the bright side
of life.
God. But anyway, enough about the present. Let's talk about the past.
Oh, excellent segue, sir. Excellent segue.
So for this day in history, 2005, it is the year 2005, saw the release for the trade paperback of G.I. Joe versus the Transformers 2 by Devil's Due Publishing. So there you go.
I remember not liking it.
You didn't like that?
No.
That was a weird one.
Was that the one that had the Jay Lee art?
That was the one where they were traveling all over time, and it was very tongue-in-cheek, like Jazz was a 70s Cadillac, and
it was
damn, that was fun. I just loved it. It was so goofy.
The first one was, the Volume 1 was good, but 2 was just dumb.
See, I didn't like Volume 1, and I liked Volume 2, 3, and 4.
When we're saying Volume 1, we're talking about Devil's Due Volume 1. We're not talking about the 1987, whatever, Bumblebee Gets Blown Up Volume 1.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so
completely different.
Okay, then Volume 1 of the Devil's Due must have been the Jay Lee version. I remember one of them I just didn't like, so.
Where they were all turning into classic G.I. Joe vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That
okay,
was, yeah,
okay
yeah.
The second one was better.
Yeah, I enjoyed that 3 and 4. Just that first volume, just I didn't care for. And I don't really have a reason.
Surprisingly
for.
Difficult to do Transformers comics.
You know, it was worse than both of those though. The Dreamwave one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
hey.
Was, well,
what the hell is going
very...
on?
What
did I, Mike... I did like the idea of. Transformers turning into G.I. Joe vehicles that they had going in the first one, in the first volume of Devil's Due. That was really cool. No?
Yeah.
No.
Meh.
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 It was cool on an idea scale, but 6 issues, okay, I get it. Lol.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying it was enough to save the run. Just, that was a cool idea. I'd like toys of those things.
Yeah.
Lol.
And then
yeah, I would definitely take toys. I mean, it could be it could be, you know, like, you know, California Raisins Transformers, and I would still buy it.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, Transformers versus the California Raisins and Claymation. I would totally eat that crap up. Doesn't matter what it is.
It's great. I had a lunchbox of those guys.
That's so sad.
Already then.
So
I had Knight Rider and everything. It was awesome.
So how often did you get beat up? No,
dude,
okay.
I had sticks. I collected sticks. So.
I had a Goofy, the Disney character lunchbox. I was no better. Hey, real quick, guess what? Big Bad Toy Store has a 15% off sale from now until Friday.
No way.
Yes, save 15% on everything except new and pre-order / backorder items. Thousands of items are in stock, and the sale applies to all toys, graphic novels, vintage items, statues, busts, and other collectibles. Simply browse through your favorite menus on the site. Take advantage of this limited time sale pricing. Go to tfradio.net/BBTS.
And I tell you, there's no other toy store that's bigger or better than Big
absolutely.
Bad Toy Store.
And it's bad in, like, you know, an ironic, awesome way.
Right. Exactly. It's bad good.
Hey, actually, speaking
like
of.
Badass?
Badass. Speaking of Big Bad Toy Store, do we want to go ahead and do the contest?
We should.
Why not?
Okay.
Come on down.
Just before the show, I went in and selected our winners at 8 o'clock. It's while I was recording me talking into nothingness before I figured out what was wrong with my board. So when people were listening in the pre-show, that's when I picked the winners. We had 3 prizes. Transformers Animated RC. JD, you still have that, correct?
Yes, I'm touching it now.
JD is the one. Yes, do you have a picture of you touching it and pretty nice?
Stop that. Ooh, I could.
Ooh, yeah,
stop that.
That would be awesome.
If only we had the webcam, I could like show me.
You have a webcam on the computer you're on right now.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But right now, you just imagine me touching the animated.
So the winner of this. Just
who's
going
to want it after that?
Exactly.
Well.
So let's just give it away. The, the winner of Transformers Animated RC from Twitter. And I'll have to spell the name because I cannot pronounce it. NIWROC84. Congratulations, you have won.
Yay!
Second prize from Facebook. The winner of the $25 American Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate.
Sorry.
Is Richard Fieldhouse. Congratulations, Richard Fieldhouse. You won 25.
Your losing streak is over. You can now move forward into a brave new day.
To a brave, brand new, brightest day. And the winner of the big prize, the $50 Big Bad Toy Store gift certificate.
Is me, Brian Kilby.
Yes. actually, I say this. I've got to actually send it out. I don't know that. I've got to figure out how I'm going to do that because I actually haven't looked into the details. If you know, they don't have a digital one, we'll mail it or something. The winner is from Twitter, Primus Prankster. I will get in contact with everyone who won. Congratulations. To get your
looks
information.
Looks like I won.
Way to go, Rob.
I kid. That's not one of me.
Yeah. So, congratulations, guys. You have won.
You guys are all tall drinks of water.
Yes, you guys are all tall drinks of water. Congratulations.
Just remember, everybody's a winner in the game of life.
Congratulations. Everyone's a winner in the game of life.
No, they aren't.
Jesus Christ, Anthony.
Unless you're one of those people who are known as, like, remembered for, like, dying in some sort of gruesome way in a photograph during war that when someone the Pulitzer, you know, everyone
yeah,
else.
Yeah. Go to a burn clinic and ask them.
You know. Yeah, unless you die of, unless you're like a Buddhist monk who dies of immolation, you know.
Yes.
You are a winner. So
he's a winner.
Congratulations. And I am pretty insensitive. Hey, let's take a break and we'll be back here in a second. Congratulations all.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the official podcast of TFormers.com.
Hey, so we're back. XV, who is not here, we have XV in our hearts right now. I can't believe
he's not here and we haven't made more fun of him.
I know.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to XV, you can listen to, like, past episodes of Superhero Time or not.
What'd you guys think about when the Red Ranger kicked the putty that time? Well, you know, he kicked him, yeah.
Is that XV or is that someone else on the show?
I don't know. I'm trying here. I can't do tiny voices. I can only do big voices.
You know, XV, I think XV is closer to your size than, you know.
I know. It's just he sounds so small.
There's no skinny person on the show. Peter or Weebum. I mean, Weebum or Ironhide trying to stay with screaming.
I've got a skinny person in my belly.
Yeah.
How long has he been there for?
Depends on when I got a poop.
But XV came up with a topic this week. I don't know where he got it. We used to steal these from AllSpark. I think we may steal them from T-Formers now. Or, you know, it's good fodder. I mean, what can I say? The topic is breaking up the band. Several combiner team characters have started getting toys without connection to their teammates, such as Swindle and Animated and Onslaught and Universe. What other characters should move out on their own? I think this is such a great topic. Mm-hmm.
It is.
In terms of what other characters we would like to see from the history to actually have their own spotlight?
A combiner, a toy that was originally a combiner component that is now getting like Silverbolt from Classics, Onslaught from Classics / Universe, Swindle from Transformers Animated. These characters that were once combiner pieces that are now getting toys that are not combiner toys. They're getting the do.
They're mentioning it. Hotspot. Hotspot is definitely one.
Yeah.
I've always thought, I want Hotspot voiced by Patrick Warburton.
He's got two toys in the past 2 years.
I am the wild blue yonder.
Yeah, Hunger's been done.
Hunger was Minicon, wasn't he?
The Legends. They did Legends, at Christmas 08, the Legends pack with all the leaders. It's Legends.
Yeah, that's right.
Razor Claw, they did him too.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember. Was that a Target exclusive?
Yeah, and the Razor Claw is pretty much exactly like the Bakon Razor Claw, except for funky new head sculpt.
Now you're asking for, like, toys that you want to see, or just, like, character development?
I think just the idea. Just,
yeah, people are naming off.
I would like to see a whole series based on how Long Haul complains.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I only say this, like, every week, but Dead End.
Dead End, yeah.
I want Dead End, and I want the Dead End Swindle Buddy movie.
That would be great.
And the idea of, like, Dead End and Motor Master tooling around, and Motor Master kind of being, like, giant and kind of dumb, and Dead End convincing him to do things.
Yeah, we got like, the most beautiful...
How about Dead End and Long Haul at the movies? They review in another movie, or, like, Siskel and Ebert.
Dead End got, like, the most beautiful Transformer ever, even though it was a crappy toy in the... Vinyl Tech Dead End. It's just, like, the most beautiful toy that I've ever seen. So I mean, he occasionally does get his due.
Dead End is the one kitbash I've ever made.
Slingshot
animated one.
I see more of the Terracons. I mean, we got Hunger, but like Sinner Twin and Blot.
Yeah. Blot, dude, I would pay to have Blot. I would pay so much for Blot.
Like, yeah.
Blot. Oh, God, yes.
Sinner Twin.
Does everyone
Universe Walking knows.
Toys realize that the breakdown mold that they've made is just going to be repainted by Hasbro into regular breakdown in like a year or two?
I'd hope so, but I don't think Hasbro has access to those new head sculpts.
I think they do. I think they can whatever
they theirs.
Want. What they all have always said is they won't do the same repaint from there. So I think it's flagrantly that they're going to use that later on.
I think I totally expect within the next year to walk into Target and pick up my Generation 1 colored breakdown.
Yeah.
Thing is, I'd much rather have the G2 colored one just because. Dude, teal car with bloodstains on the roof coming this way.
Yeah. No, I'd like to see a slingshot, though. I mean, I think...
How about some, like, anime-inspired Dino King components?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just the whole set.
Yeah, I would buy that.
Awesome.
The Lazy Triceratops one.
Just like a slingshot on the table when you play the classic Transformers drinking game. Take a shot every time the aerial bots do something stupid.
Yes. How about Slingshot and Air Raid in Dumb and Dumber 3?
Oh, jeez.
Dumb and Dumber.
Sorry. At least he didn't say Airheads 2.
I'm biased because I wrote a really stilted, bad, out-of-character fanfic about him. But Scattershot from G1, from the Technobots, I loved that.
Yeah.
Even though his character was this very cavalier, not redneck, but sort of loud and rowdy sort of character, I always just imagined being him. Basically, I personified myself in him. He was this sort of quiet, introspective kid who the girls didn't like, and he just sat and did math all day. So,
how about what were the components that made up Metroplex?
Metroplex was a giant robot.
I know, but
Six Gun came with him.
Okay, you mean his buddies. Like little companion pieces.
Yeah,
you don't mean his made up Metroplex.
And whatever the name of the little car was.
Slammer and the black
Scamper.
Car.
Scamper. That sounds right.
Yeah. Scamper. Thank you, Jim.
Man. So we dug that little Scamper toy.
I have two Metroplexes, and Scamper's always been little shit to me. It's like, here's Metroplex, and that's the little shit.
You know, Scamper, if someone actually wrote a story about Scamper, he would be like, I don't have any arms. I can't find my arms, because those are like the most easily lost pieces on Earth.
Yes. So the next BotCon set, I'm going to tell you what the next BotCon set has to be. It has to be the three components for Metroplex, Roller, and... What other rare small component can we add to that?
Cerebros.
Well, I mean,
there you go.
There are all sorts of. Well,
what's that other little thing that came with Fort Max that it was a break apart one? What was his name? Gasket?
Cog and Gasket?
Cog and Gasket? Is that it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So those have to be the next BotCon set.
You know, I'm on a. They should just keep on with this G2 thing just to make me personally happy and give me a full Stormtrooper set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
define,
I don't care if anyone else.
Define.
Right.
What do you mean by Stormtrooper?
Rage, Drench, Aquablast, and then make up him some homies.
I guess Carl Vollmer and I would be the only ones who would really want Neonites.
Figurines or just well, Robot Hero Neonites?
Are we trying to make up our BotCon break up the band set?
Well, no. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like a BotCon Neonites.
Kevin Nash.
No. Let's keep the wrestling out.
Yeah,
sorry.
Too much wrestling. That's Gabe's show. That's Gabe's show.
Sorry.
But you know, like you know,
I want a classics, Dead End, and Swindle, and we'll call them the Cinecons.
I would just like to have pretenders that were like Neonites. That would be so sweet.
What are Neonites?
They were this team from the late G1 comic. And they were led by, JB Blackrock? He was like their backer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They're going to be superheroes, guys.
Yeah, they're kind of lame, but you know,
real superheroes in the Transformers world.
Chibi Blackrock was like Tony Stark's illegitimate brother.
Yeah, he had a pretty good team going until he got out.
And you know, if they actually kept going with that, Warren Ellis could have like written a really crappy comic series about him.
Didn't one of them end up in Secret Wars?
Yeah,
Circuit Breaker. Technically, her first appearance was in Secret Wars. Because of the way they did it, so there was all sorts of fighting over her.
Did that happen before her appearance?
This is the infinite rehash for RFC. We mentioned this like once a month just to make sure.
I don't think we've mentioned it in 5 or 6 months.
It's probably been
a minute.
Yeah.
Well, that might actually be. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it before. So, no, but I've been here. Okay, I've only been here 5 or 6 months.
Did that issue of Secret Wars come out before Walt?
When Anthony abandoned me to the wolves.
Wolfpack is back with
Was it issue 7 or 8 that she debuted? I think she debuted in 7 as a human, didn't she?
Is she the William Johnson did the art for?
You know, it might have even been 5. I think it was 5.
Oh, really? That early on?
Yeah.
Destroy the oil rig or whatever.
Yeah.
Same issue of Ratchet's cooking hot dogs, right?
Yeah.
It
always freaked me out as a kid. I couldn't tell what they were. I was like, what the hell is he doing?
I just thought it was amazing because my parents were in the process of moving, so I was staying over at my grandmother's, and I had like a couple of issues of Transformers to read over and over to keep myself company with before Voltron came on. And I was like, he's making hot dogs.
That can't be right.
Ratchet's making hot dogs. What do you call it? 15 cylinders?
Maybe it was electronic hot dogs.
No, he's making them for Buster and his buddies. Here you go, kids.
Okay.
They blunt when you cook them.
So, getting back to the original topic.
Rat hole!
I mean, I guess an obvious one would be first aid. Of course, how interesting would it be to have a first aid toy? I mean, he's a freaking ambulance, and he's a pacifist, so he's not really engaging. Yes, I am. You know, saying that pacifists aren't engaging. I'm sorry. Not in Transformers fiction.
You know, they did blades twice already on his own, but how about we have blades with, like, bandoliers and swords, like in G2?
Oh, God. Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah. See, this wouldn't be breaking up the band, but I'd love to see a full Protectobot set and see them get some decent fiction and have my, like, Patrick Warburton hotspot being nuts and have the whole point be that, like, it was a team of people who, like, wouldn't take orders for whatever reason. So they gave him the hotspot because he's insane. I'll just, like, shoot at them and throw them over the trench line.
That actually sounds interesting, Andrew.
Are you saying Streetwise wasn't great fighting Starscream over Christmas?
I mercifully don't remember that.
UK.
Are you saying
they have blocked that out?
Was that a UK issue, Rob?
Yeah, where Starscream and the guy was telling Starscream about Christmas, and Streetwise is like, "Get away from me! He's a Decepticon." Starscream's like, "Hey, he's a jerk. I know the meaning of Christmas."
Transformers holiday series.
That definitely sounds like it. That sounds like a UK comic. Is that pre-Furman?
Well, I think it is Furman.
Oh, is it Furman?
It's the one where Starscream's like, it's Christmas. Who cares on the cover?
Yeah. I still have somewhere in my boxes in my closet somewhere, the Transformers Lay Up the Christmas Tree Bumblebee. It has to deal with Soundwave and Laserbeak. It's something to do with Christmas. It's like a 4-page comic that was in a magazine somewhere I cut out. I have to see if I can try and find that. It was actually pretty well done, I remember, for the time being, and I may read it again and go, this is crap.
Scan it. Share with the fandom.
It's probably already
I will if
somewhere.
I can find it. It's somewhere in my collection somewhere.
Advance the proliferation of bad Transformers stories.
They're all in Titan trade paperbacks. You can probably find them still.
Yeah, the real question is when did the Transformers ever do a Jewish Hanukkah comic?
They're bigots. They did.
Well, if Family Guy is to be believed, Optimus Prime is Jewish. Power Master Prime, no less. He was very specifically drawn.
Family Guy joke, right? Remind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know, how about some of the C-cons doing some individual
stuff? You
know,
that came up in the chat, but I...
Overbite got one, didn't he? Yeah, Overbite got a toy.
Did he?
Yeah, in Universe. He came with a Repugnus. The Universe 1-0, right before it became nothing but rehashes at Big Lots waves. It was like, him, Repugnus, and then the two box sets with Devastator made from Landfill. It was made from the Hellscream mold, I think.
Oh, are you talking about the Classics mold that was re-released?
Oh no, this is pre-Classics. This is
2004.
Oh, okay.
Five.
Maybe six. Yeah, it was the Beast Wars Hellscream mold. Basically maybe one shade different and turned released as was. Yeah, Overbite, I think. Hey Wiki.
You know, the C-cons are just kind of boring.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of wanting the C-cons.
And they weren't very well developed in the fiction either. I mean, it's not like they spent a lot. They didn't have a lot of face time. So from a character standpoint.
Did they even show up in the comic?
Yes. They showed up the issue before issue 50. And then I think they were all killed in issue 50.
Now, McFeely's going to hate me for this, but I'm going to ask. They were occasionally shown in Master Force? Or is it? Or am I thinking?
They were in Master Force, but they were pretty much drones. I don't know that they really had other than the
snap trap. Boring.
Yeah, and that's why I say they're just not very well developed as far. So I mean, I think the thing with this is like what characters were developed at least enough that you wanted more, but not so much that it's overdone. So
they did get some recent UK stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I read the UK comic in 1999. I haven't. Which is actually about 1 year after I read the US run the last time of the Marvel comic. And I have amazingly never finished the Dreamwave or IDW. I'm like 2 years back on the IDW stuff. I'm a bad, bad comic reader when it comes to Transformers comics.
You know, C-Con's Master Force.
Right now.
Mashed Force, they're basically the putties of Mashed Force, being that Mashed Force is basically Power Rangers with Transformers logos. And UK pretty much Shockwave told them to stop Galvatron from coming and getting them. They were like, we'll stop Galvatron. No, shit, forget them. Like this. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, C-Cons, not so interested in that.
They just look cool. I think that's my
unless we wanted to like have a comic or something based on... You know,
please get a new Twin Twist and Top Spin.
That would be cool.
That'd be great.
All for that.
But I was thinking, unless we got like an IDW comic,
that's off topic, but have we ever had a second cup?
No.
Unless you count Target Master Cup, which is not a second cup. I can't.
I had a homage, and that's it.
Yeah. That's something I think bears revisiting. I saw somebody did an awesome animated cup out of a... Cybertron Mode Prime. That was amazing.
Billy just pointed out, and so did DevCon, BotCon guy from last year. And they're right. Yeah, that's BotCon Cup.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. That was a memorable one. Yeah, I don't know what that had to do. I don't know. That didn't seem much like Cup at all. I mean, I don't know. I hated that one.
We had two girls,
one cup. I
was
not a big fan of last year's set.
We had two girls, one cup. That counts.
Oh God!
Hellbat's still
a just be one. Damn
so is Hellbat the big winner in this discussion?
Oh, what I'd give not to be able to get that joke.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question: are we saying Hellbat mainly because we like his name, Hellbat, or Hellbat because we all know a guy goes by Hellbat who sleeps in closets?
Second option.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd do that.
Yeah. Is that it? Exhausted like all
I guess well the other thing would be, you know, they never seem to break up the Constructicons except for the movie Long Haul.
Long Haul's got personality, Scrapper had personality, what was the British guy who always had Hook was had personality. I mean, that was the great thing about the Constructicons is that each of them had a great, distinct personality. I mean, Mixmaster was crazy, and I think Scavenger. I mean, you could do separate issues. You could do separate spotlights on each of the Constructicons, and I would buy all six comics.
You know, when you really think
about
it.
You would buy all the comics, though, Anthony.
What?
You would buy all the comics.
I actually would download them onto my iPad. But yeah, I would, if they did like a Spotlight Hook, Spotlight Long Haul, that would be a pretty cool series.
Closest you're going to get right now is in the middle of Bumblebee's mini scavenger tries to hit him with a shovel.
And no one wants to read that.
Once.
Mm-hmm.
Once.
You know, most of the G1 guys have kind of gotten their own chance to shine in some way or the other.
Yeah, the writing in the original cartoon series was so well done. I mean, even if they said one or two lines, you still got a good idea what the personality. I mean, what did Longhaul always said? All I do is move. I mean, that's all he did was complain. But yet, you had a perfect idea of what that character represented. So, I mean, when we got to anime, it's like, well, we don't have enough space to do all big personalities. I always went, that's sort of a cop out. It just takes intelligent writing, but.
Saying G1
in the chat,
writing?
They're saying Insecticons be another.
Yeah, but they weren't come get a binder.
Bombshell.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It's close.
They were,
they were the
band you could break up.
True, true. Good point.
Well, they combined them all for two. So,
however, you cannot break up the band of Run 'em Buck and Runabout.
No,
that is the Rockers. That is Beavis and Butthead. That is just awesome personified. They're going to spray paint the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. They should break up Punch and Counterpunch.
Oh, what would they do?
That would be the most boring duo ever.
It'd be like several frames of him choking himself. I hate you. I hate you.
Then he dies.
And somehow that's the best comic of the year. What the hell is going on?
I think this topic's just about run its course.
Yeah.
All the good things they could do in the comics. Amazing how they just sort of flow out, isn't it?
Well, you know, what we need is some talented new up-and-coming artists. And I think, put this way, I can draw if anybody wants to.
or if they want a new website done, that you can also help them out with that.
Exactly. So if anybody wants to start a new...
You're going to convince me the last art you sent me was Bodhi.
Did I ever send you my myself? Yeah, I know. Well, Bodhi. Yeah. Did I ever send you my tribute to Heroes?
No, piece? I don't think so.
Let me see if I can find it. That was the last good thing I did Transformer-wise.
David Bowie was great at that.
Yeah.
Say what?
So let's go ahead and wrap up the show for this week.
We've kind of killed it.
Yeah, we've kind of killed it. We have lots of shows. Go to tfradio.net. We have tons and tons of crap. Good crap, though. It's like awesome crap, stuff you want to listen to. We have Fanboy Versus, which is our comic book podcast. It's like really good. It's hosted by JD most of the time. Features Ender, Chris McFeely, Chris Triplett, JD, and myself.
I am on that show.
Yeah, you are on that show. Mm-hmm. We have Superhero Time, which is our Masked Rider, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Sentai show. We have Outside the Cage, which is a MMA mixed martial arts / professional wrestling podcast. And we have New Soundwave, which is our general geeky show, which here's a little secret. When we brought RFC back, we really just wanted to do New Soundwave, but no one wanted to listen to that. So, like, hey, we'll do RFC again, and we'll have a second show, and we'll call it New Soundwave. So it's just general geeky stuff. We did cover comics. We get a little bit into that, but we cover that mostly in Fanboy Versus, but general sci-fi and video games and all that crap. So it's awesome stuff. I think that's it. Go to tfradio.net. Subscribe on iTunes, for God's sakes. Just do it. You don't have to listen. Just subscribe. I want our numbers up.
No, it's like automatic. It'll download. You don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, you don't even have to think about it. If you have an iPod, I'm sorry, but it'll automatically sync onto it. Get a Zoom or something good.
You know what's funny, Brian, is that most of when we were doing the old show, most people were listening right off the website, and it's like you can subscribe. It's so much easier. It will actually download it automatically to your computer for you. Go to the iTunes store and subscribe to Radio Free Cybertron.
Exactly.
You will be thanking us for it.
But I think across the board with all podcasts, most people don't realize you can subscribe, or most people don't want to install iTunes, which I understand that.
I hate iTunes. I refuse.
If I didn't have to do it.
Well, you got chased around with sticks, Weevum, so we don't give you much credit.
If I didn't have to have it for RFC, I would not have iTunes. So,
Although there, I mean, you can actually subscribe using Google Reader too, or any other RSS feed that it'll download. I mean, Google Reader, you can play right there off of your.
Yeah, Chris Triple's like, screw iTunes, and I'm like, yes,
yeah,
yeah,
screw iTunes. So, okay, I guess that's it. Everyone's tuning in now to listen to new Soundwave. What's up with that?
Well, the lead-in, man. RFC is the lead-in.
Jim's the warm-up. Like, no, Jim, we're trying to sell subscribing, not iTunes subscribe. Actually,
you know what? Everyone subscribe on iTunes, and there's a new contest to win high fives.
BotCon. You subscribe. We guarantee you, if you subscribe and you let us know, you get a free high five at BotCon.
Are you going to mail them a piece of paper with a hand on it?
No, at BotCon. They come by, they get a high five for free.
Yeah, just like this. Brian, ready? High five. Ah.
Now we're selling.
Virtual high
five. Now we're totally selling BotCon and, you know,
we're selling our booth at BotCon.
That check is in the mail.
Dude, I am so excited about the booth that we'll have to see what we can do with that.
Let's see how I can get us kicked out of there.
I'm trying to remember if I was asked to leave from a BotCon.
Didn't you have problems with 06 because you were selling stuff out of a box walking around a dealer's room?
Yeah, I did have security come my way that day. Yeah.
Sir, you're going to have to leave.
Yeah.
Stop, sir. Stop giving away toys.
I had a box full of crap. Like, here, take this. Here, take this. Here, take this. I had like a stack of the Titans trades. I gave away like virtually every single one except for like the G2. For some reason, no one wanted the G2 trade. I kind of regret that now.
I kind of expect to walk in this year and Aaron Archer hand me several cases of RPMs and going, clearly you're the only one who wants these.
Really?
I just expect that. It's not going to happen, but you know, you're the only one who ever talks about these. Take them. Oh, great. I've only got four.
Triplet saying people should subscribe to New Soundwave on iTunes because that's the show he's on. Okay. Let's start doing
New Soundwave first.
Exactly. So let's go ahead and we'll be back next week.
Yeah, really.
Thank you for listening. This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Congratulations to our winner. And if you're listening to this live, again, I'm sorry. But tune in next week, live, 8 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, tfradio.net/live. We do it every week. We don't always post it to tformers.com. We did today because we do it at the last Wednesday of every month. But check us out. Listen, chat. It's fun. It's like a little club that's free. Do it. See you next week. I'm Brian Colby.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.